you kind of know my story. You know, I'm in France. I had my surgery in 2001, October 2001. So the following April, I filed tax return and included a deduction for my medical expenses, including those expenses related to my transition, surgery, and so on and so forth. I got a great big check from the government a few months later, and I thought I'm home free. That if they were concerned about the deduction, I wouldn't have gotten a refund. But much to my surprise, I received a notice in January of 2003 that I was being audited. So I went to the audit and explained what the deduction was for and provided a few more receipts that added to the expense column. And the auditing officer for the IRS said, well, it looks like we'll owe you money. And I thought, oh, that's great. So in June of 2003, I guess it was, that I received a notice from the IRS that my deduction was denied on the basis that they determined it was cosmetic surgery. So I met with the IRS perhaps in July or August of 2003, the auditing officer and his supervisor, and I thought if I could explain what this expense was all about, they would understand. At that point, I thought this was just a misunderstanding, and surely they'll understand once I tell them that it's not cosmetic surgery, but it's been a facelift. Then I'll be home free. Well, that meeting was just something they were bound to do by law. They had to grant me a meeting anyway. So they continued to deny the deduction. We went through the appeals process, and initially the appeals officer found in my favor. But subsequently, it went to the chief counsel's office for the IRS, and they determined that it was cosmetic surgery. And the rest of the story is that we went to tax court, and we prevailed. Thanks to GLAAD and their partners in the case, Sullivan and Worcester, we prevailed. And I just want you to know what great work GLAAD does for people like me who don't have the resources to fight our own battles. So that's that part of the story. But I want to tell you, if I can find it, how I got to where I am here today to be standing in front of you. And I guess I'm going to have to read this, so bear with me. This is from my coming out letter that I wrote over a period of maybe 2 years or so. And my intention was to provide it to my my co-workers and family and friends. Sometimes the letter was received well with good intentions, and other times the people didn't receive it all that well. But let me read this little paragraph from my coming out letter, and it explains how I got to be standing in front of you today. For a very long time, I felt that I was treading water in a very cold and deep ocean, barely keeping my head above water. I was afraid to start swimming for fear that someone might laugh at the way I swim. I couldn't even see the shore. It was so far away. I didn't even know what direction to swim. I was drowning. Finally, I realized what I had to do to live. I had to start swimming to save my life. I took a risk and I started swimming because I didn't want to drown. I wanted to live. I had been swimming for what seemed like forever, and I could finally make out a distant shore. It was still a long way off, but at least I could see it. I was still not a very good swimmer. I made mistakes along the way. I had never done this before, but I was determined. I would reach that faraway shore. And finally, the shore got nearer and nearer. I had never been a quitter, and I was determined to succeed at what I set out to do. And in my mind, I visualized that I emerged from the water, riding a white horse, up onto a beautiful, sunny beach. And in my visualization, I had already done it, and I did do it. I rode up and out of the water on that beautiful white horse, and onto the beach, and into a new life. That's how I am able to stand before you today. I took one step at a time, and that's all I've done. And thanks to GLAAD. Thank you.